almost 9 o'clock. Oh my God, I have so much to tell you guys. I've been out of a relationship for about a month. I'm just, you know, we're revisiting, what happens after the relationship. I'm eating some egg whites, but, you know, after a breakup, a lot of things happen. You know, people regret, or try to get back. I don't want to say try to get back with a person. Or they'll be in their feelings and, you know, say stuff and do stuff. But the other person typically don't care, which is me. I don't care. Let me tell you a little bit something about Taurus. Taurus, whenever we are in a relationship, we give the relationship our all. And by meaning that, I mean, we put up with all of the bullshit during the relationship. So once we decide that, hey, this is not for us, and then it's time for us to dip out, we don't look back. We don't have any regrets. We're just like, okay, I tried my best and everything. I did everything that I could to try to save the relationship or even be there for the other person. But, I mean, they may think differently, right? Okay, so with that being said, yeah, I feel like I did everything in the relationship to try to make it work. Put up with the abuse, put up with the drugs, put up with his friends, put up with just him not going to work for a year, just being a bum for a year, and then, like, just doing stupid stuff. So I put up with all that, and then still nothing. Like, even when he got a job, nothing really changed. I mean, the lies still kept on coming. And, you know, I was just like, it was really after when my mom passed away that I learned I will never get support from this human being. And I was just like, I don't want to live with that like this. Like, how can a person be so selfish and mean and not even care about the other person and their well-being? I'm still in a dark time. There are some times where I think about taking my life. Because if you ever heard the song Genuine, Two Reasons I Cry, that song, it takes, oh my God, I listen to that song, I can listen to that song right now and start crying. And just think about the words in the song, it just makes me want to cry even now. But I, you know, some people experience grief like a different, like go through experience with grief differently. And, you know, I just think that, and, you know, I'm a name drop, Paul. I don't think Paul would ever go through what I'm going through because he doesn't have, just knowing his lifestyle and the way he grew up, I don't think he would ever go through what I'm going through emotionally. He said he might can relate, but I don't think he has that relationship with anybody. So I think he's just a selfish individual that would take his own life because he would want to take his own life just because. I know that sounds kind of harsh, but that's just the way I feel. So after the breakup, you know, Paul, he was, he's been trying to, he said he just needs to keep in touch with me and everything, and you know, I'm just kind of over that too. I mean, I really don't need him to keep in touch with me. And you know, one factor of our relationship was his father, right? His father, was not a good person. Like, he was, I mean, there were some things in his life where he got fired because he was fondling a female on his job, and he doesn't have a job, so he's been, Paul had got a room, and him and his dad been staying in the room, and so now, you know, because Paul told me, escaped from his mouth, he told me that one of his friends needed a place to stay. And so now it's three niggas in a room. Three niggas in the room, one bed, one bed, and I mean, he told me the other guy's scenario, which is pretty crazy, but this is to say that men, there are men out there that don't try to put forth 100% of effort in order to get their life straight. Until you, I feel like you shouldn't, and this is coming, and this is just me thinking about the whole scenario. If you don't make enough money for you to live, I think, and this is what I feel like if you're 35 and older, you should not have roommates unless you're taking care of a sick parent. There are some situations where you, or maybe you're sick and you can't afford to work, like two jobs or whatever. But, I think that you should be able to afford yourself in general. And, you know, these men, they're staying in one bedroom in a, it's didn't it say one guy who does Uber, who's not making enough money. I think he's still taking care of his kids. And then, yeah, Paul, who has a job, but he spends all his money on bitches, or spends all his money on whatever he does with his money, because, like, I got a bank statement, and it showed that his account was, like, overdrawn $800. I'm like, why is your account overdrawn $800? And he was like, well, I spent it. I didn't know the money was still not there. Well, how do you know? How do you not know $800 is not there? You should look at your account and know that they didn't take that money out before you spend it. I don't believe that bullshit either. But just be responsible with your money as well. So you want to go out and have fun with friends and drink. But then, like, also, you don't know where you're going to sleep next, because you might not have enough money to get the hotel for the next time. But, or you may have to finagle like he did. He was like, well, I had to get a cheaper room. But, yeah, it's just stuff like that. Like, guys should be able to take care of that. If women can manage to take care of themselves today, then guys should try to do the same. And, you know, Paul was telling me about his friend's scenario with his girlfriend and the kids. And I'm thinking, you don't even see your kids. Like, when the last time you seen your kids? Like, you're talking about her being a bum parent. Sir, you are being a bum parent as well, because you are going to out of town with your friends, and, I mean, spending time with the new chick you're dating. But, I mean, I feel like this is a time where you should be spending money on your kids, getting to know your kids, because his kids, they know he's the father, but he's just the father. He's nothing more than a voice that comes around every month, or a body that comes around every month, if every month, like maybe every 3 months or every 6 months. Paul probably saw his kids last year probably 3 times, or maybe 2. I think 2 times. I had 12 months. And Christmas, yeah, that didn't happen as well, neither, because he decided to go to Florida with his family. But, yeah, people just need to, like, you can't talk about other people. And Paul was, you know, he had the audacity to talk about his friends, talking about, well, I know my dad don't have a stable income, and his friend doesn't have stable income. I need somebody who has stable income. So then now he's moving in with one of his friends who has a job, and he's like, well, he has stable income and I can rely on him. Can anybody rely on you be having stable income? Because you are most likely gonna spend your last or go out partying or something like that. And yeah, but it's just that sometimes you gotta hold yourself accountable. Try to live for yourself, and try to take care of yourself. Another thing about Paul with the person that he's dating. I'm not the social media type where I don't post a lot. I mean, I just post on my stories, like little memes and stuff. But I mean, with Paul, he can block you or whatever and stuff like that. And if I block you, I block you because I just don't want to deal with you or whatever. But I'm not gonna go look on your page and be like, oh, he's dating this new girl. No, I'm not doing that shit. Because I feel like you had your chance with me, and now you're with somebody else. And you know, I honestly fear for her, because Paul is a wolf in sheep's clothing. Because he was telling me about their date, and he was like, you know, I didn't even smoke, and I didn't even drink no hard liquor. I had like a martini. And I'm like, what? So, and then it made me realize when me and him first went on a date and how he tricked me. So, I mean, who am I to say? I know people are probably saying, well, you probably need to get in contact with a girl. Let her know that he's not, if he doesn't change, this possibly could happen to her. No, because I feel like, I mean, hopefully she answers enough ask enough questions to realize that Paul doesn't have everything, or he's kind of a questionable dude. So hopefully she asks those right questions. And you know, I know he probably didn't show her like where he lived, because he probably went over to her house or whatever, but I'm sure she's wondering, well, he told me he's probably staying at Ascendant Stay with his dad, but she probably don't know all of the everything. Or maybe she does, but she doesn't realize that this nigga don't got no money, and he's not gonna move in with her. But I know he probably thought about moving in with her, because he was just like, this is my saving grace too. If he was to stay at the Ascendant Stay a little bit longer, he'd probably be like, well, I probably need to move in with her, and he needs to become my girlfriend. He's a leech. But I'm not going to warn her or anything like that. That anything that, yeah, just warn her and say, hey, you need to watch out, because Paul is emotional. He is bipolar. He will put his hands on you, and he doesn't care about taking your life until it's gone. And then he'll probably like do like the people in the movies and try to get rid of the body, because he was telling me, if I kill you, I'm gonna kill myself. I don't believe that shit. I don't believe that shit. Another thing is, Paul, he just, yeah, I mean, I thought about a lot of scenarios where we went through, where he shot the gun in the house. Yeah, I know y'all saw that video about the girl on Facebook Live who was, her husband was leaving, and she didn't want him to leave. She had the gun. But she was the one who was escalating the situation. So me and Paul had that same situation. But I wanted him to leave. but I was going to leave the house because he had the gun. And he was like tossing it around and stuff like that. And the gun actually went off. Now the bullet didn't hit me or anything like that. But I thought about that Facebook Live. And I was like, that could have been me. I could have been shot in the head. Because of him being stupid with the gun. And that's why I say, like, if you're in an abusive household, I don't think a gun need to be in the household with somebody who is not all put together. So yes, that's that was another thing. Stupid me, I had bought him a gun, and he never got the gun. Well, we never got the gun back, and it's just, he doesn't deserve like any weapon, because his hands are a weapon enough. Paul always wants to get in fights and stuff like that, and I just hope that he learns some stuff. Like Brent says, his brother-in-law is unable to do anything because he was trying to break up the fight and got messed up and was in a coma for a while, and now he gotta learn how to talk, walk again, and everything. But yeah, Paul just needs to learn that life is about choices and the choices that you make, and hopefully you make good choices, because Paul doesn't make good choices. He just makes choices. Whether they're good or bad, he just makes choices. Yeah, but that's my podcast today. Just talking about how you need to take care of yourself and not worry about others, but take care of yourself. And then I think it's just, I don't know. I think it's crazy that they have like three guys in the room, but okay. Yeah, that's just crazy to me. Yeah, that's really crazy to me. I don't think I've ever been in that situation. I don't want to be in that situation. But yeah, and also to say that a lot of guys in Texas, it's just like the guys are out here, unless they have their own shit, they're like bums. Like, that's one reason why I don't want to date anybody again or anybody right now. Like, I just can't see myself being in a relationship with anybody that don't have nothing to offer other than dick and offer you a baby. Yeah, because I mean, his other friend who got the apartment for them, he has two kids that he got two kids outside of his marriage. So, but yeah, that's it, guys. I do have more to say about this, so maybe I'll do a part two. But that's all I have right now. Hopefully you guys have a great day. And remember, today's focus should be focusing on you, making sure you love yourself and that you are living your best life and you're providing for yourself and you're lucky. It's nothing wrong with being selfish and looking out for yourself. But also, that doesn't mean you can hurt others. It means just take care of yourself. And if you feel that that person is getting in the way, detach yourself from that person. You don't have to harm that person in order to prove a point or, you know, just show that you're, boost your ego and shit. Yeah, I don't think you should do that. I think people should just walk away because that's how people lose their life. That's how people go to jail. A lot of different scenarios can happen. And then also, there's no reason to live a secret life out here in these streets. If you're gay or if you're potentially trying to become gay or questioning your sexuality, then that's another thing too. Go ahead and experience that. I'm not promoting it, right? Because that's not what I believe in. I believe a man and a woman should be together. But if you are testing the waters, I mean, I think that you should be open and honest with the person that you're with and let them know that you're interested in the other sex. Because that's another down factor. I feel like I'm going off on a tangent right now on a different topic or a different subject. That should be a different podcast. But I just wanted to bring that up too because, yeah. But anyways, guys, hopefully you read between the lines with that last comment. I am going to log off and I will talk with you guys later and we'll talk about part two of this and let me know what you think. Like, I think I should name, well, I don't know what I should name this podcast. Three Niggas in the Room. But I don't know. Anyways, guys, love you. Happy Thursday. Have a great weekend.